The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 8, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 14th, 2008, in Skopje, Macedonia.
Vandeha Guru Shri Jata Badakamana Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivan Sadaitan Savadhutan Bhadijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devan Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So Krishna explains very wonderfully in Bhagavad Gita why he appears in this world. This is chapter number 4, text number 8. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Paritranaya Sadhunam.
Paritranaya Sadhunam.
Vinashaya Chaduskritam. Dharmastam stapanarthaya.
Dharmastam stapanarthaya.
Sambhavami yuge yuge.
Sambhavami yuge yuge.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. There is water. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. Purport. According to Bhagavad Gita, a sadhu, a holy man, is a man in Krishna consciousness. A person may appear to be irreligious, but if he has the qualification of Krishna consciousness, wholly and fully, he is to be understood as a sadhu. And duskritam applies to those who do not care for Krishna consciousness. Such miscreants or duskritam are described as foolish and the lowest among mankind, even though they may be decorated with mundane education. Whereas a person who is 100% engaged in Krishna consciousness is accepted as a sadhu, even though such a person may be neither learned nor well-cultured. As far as the atheistic are concerned, it is not necessary for the Supreme Lord to appear as he is to destroy them, as he did with the demons Ravana and Kamsa. The Lord has many agents who are quite competent to vanquish demons. But the Lord especially descends to appease his unalloyed devotees who are always harassed by the demoniac. The demon harasses the devotee, even though the latter may appear to be his kin. Although Prahlad Maharaj was the son of Hiranyakashipu, he was nonetheless persecuted by his father. Although Devaki, the mother of Krishna, was the sister of Kamsa, she and her husband Vasudeva were persecuted only because Krishna was to be born of them. So Lord Krishna appeared primarily to deliver Devaki rather than to kill Kamsa. But both were performed simultaneously. And therefore, it is said here that to deliver the devotee and vanquish the demon, miscreants, the Lord appears in different incarnations. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishna Das Kaviraj, the following verses, Madhya 20, 263-264, summarize these principles of incarnation. Srishti hetu yemurti prapanche avatare se ishvara murti avatara namadare mayatita paravyam me sabara asvatana vishve avatari dare avatara namo. The avatar, our incarnation of Godhead, descends from the kingdom of God for material manifestation. And the particular form of the personality of Godhead, who so descends, is called an incarnation or avatar. Such incarnations are situated in the spiritual world, the kingdom of God. When they descend to the material creation, they assume the name avatar. There are various kinds of avatars, such as Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Lila avatars, Shaktivesha avatars, Manvantara avatars, and Yuga avatars, all appearing on schedule all over the universe. But Lord Krishna is the primeval Lord, the fountainhead of all avatars. Lord Sri Krishna descends for the specific purpose of mitigating the anxieties of the pure devotees who are very anxious to see him in his original Vrindavan pastimes. And therefore, the prime purpose of the Krishna avatar is to satisfy his unalloyed devotees. The Lord says that he incarnates himself in every millennium. This indicates that he incarnates also in the age of Kali. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the incarnation in the age of Kali is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who spread the worship of Krishna by the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of holy names, and spread Krishna consciousness throughout India. He predicted that this culture of Sankirtan would be broadcast all over the world from town to town and village to village. Lord Chaitanya is the incarnation of Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is described secretly, but not directly, in the confidential parts of the revealed scriptures, such as the Upanishads, Mahabharata, and Bhagavatam. The devotees of Lord Krishna are very much attracted by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. This avatar of the Lord does not kill the miscreants, but delivers them by his causeless mercy. So, Krishna can easily annihilate the demons without having to personally come. There's practically unlimited ways to wipe them out. He could have the, cause the demon to have a heart attack. Or to have a fatal accident, traffic accident. Or to come down with some disease, you see. So killing the demons is not such an important thing. So why does Krishna and Lord Ram, why do they come to kill the demon? Simply to give pleasure to the devotees. There's nothing more wonderful than seeing a demon killed. So Krishna likes to please his devotees, you see. Sometimes people foolishly think that we shouldn't let the little children hear about Krishna killing the demons because then they'll make the children violent. But that's not true. Do not think you shouldn't read these pastimes to your small children. When we hear the stories of Krishna and Lord Ram killing the demons, it kills the demon within us. The more we hear about Krishna and Ram killing the demons, the more we become purified and saintly.
И што повеќе слушаме за тоа како Кришна и Рама ги убиваат демоните, тоа попрочистени стануваме во себе си.
You see, this completely goes against the material conception.
И тоа е, ова сваќање е потпуно спротивставено на материалистичкото сваќање.
They say, and it's true in the material world, they say, if you let your child watch all this violence on TV, then they become violent.
Велат, и тоа е вистина, од материална гледна точка, доколку не децата им допуштате да го гледат сето тоа насилство на телевизија, ќе станат и самите
насилни. When it comes to material violence, that's a fact.
И што се однесува до материјалното на насилство, тоа е вистина.
But this spiritual violence is not actually violence.
Но ова духовно насилство во сушност не е насилство.
What does violence mean?
Што воопшто насилство значи?
The real meaning of violence means to violate the laws of God.
Вистинско значење на насилство е да се прекршат законите на Бога.
So when God is killing demons, that is not violent.
И затоа кога Бог ги убива демоните, тука не се работи за насилство.
That is mercy.
Тука за милост.
He is delivering them.
Тој ги ослободува, ги избавува.
So that is the great kindness of Krishna and Lord Ram.
И таква е големата, таква е љубезноста или милост на Кришна.
That they annihilate the demons. That comes up in so many places in the Shastra. Just like there is that wonderful Bhagavatam verse. Samashrutaye palapallava plavam mahat padam punya jasho marare bhavambadir vatsa parang param padam padam vitam yadbhavitam nate sham. Such a nice verse. It means that one who takes shelter of the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord.
И тој убав стих вели, тој што ги го земе за солништето на чамецот на сојде стопала на Господа.
Who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation?
Кој е всушност за солништето на целокупната космичка манифестација?
And who is famous for killing the Mura demon? This vast, insurmountable ocean of material existence becomes reduced down to the amount of water found within the hoof fin of a calf.
се намалува до количество на вода која можеме да го најдеме во отисок на копито од теле.
The destination of such fortunate devotees.
И одредиштето на таквите среќни бхакти.
Is the supreme abode of the Lord.
Е врховното пребивалиште на Господа.
They are not entrapped by this world where there is danger at every step.
Тие не се заробени во овој свет на кој во кој што многу имаме опасност на секој чекор.
So we can see here that Krishna is celebrated by killing the Muradim.
Можеме да видиме дека Кришна е величан со тоа што го убил демонот Мурад.
Lord Ram is celebrated by killing Ravana.
Господ Рама се величи поради тоа што го убил Равана.
So in this way, this expands the glories of Krishna.
На тој начин Кришна се зголемува славата на Кришна.
The more he kills demons, the more he becomes glorified.
То повеќе демони убива, то пославен станува.
And the more we hear about Krishna killing the demon,
а што повеќе ние слушаме за тоа,
the more we become spiritually elevated.
Така ние се повеќе духовно се воздигнуваме.
When the devotees would read Krishna book to Srila Prabhupada,
кога бактите имале обичај да му читаат на Прабхупад од Кришна.
They would sometimes ask him, Prabhupada, what pastime should we read to you?
И понекогаш би го прашале, Прабхупада, која забава сакаш да ти ја читаме?
And Prabhupada said, just read anywhere, doesn't matter.
И Прабхупада рекол, нема врска, читајте каде иде.
But what Prabhupada relished the most actually was Krishna killing the demons.
Но оно што Прабхупада навистина највеќе уживал е кога Кришна ги убивал демоните.
He became very jolly and enlivened to hear of Krishna killing the demons.
Тогаш би станал многу радосен, многу жив кога би слушнал како Кришна ги убива демоните.
So this day of Ram Navami is a wonderful opportunity for us to hear about this wicked rascal Ravana being annihilated by Ram.
И овој ден Рам Навами е прекрасна прилика за нас да слушаме како тој злобен Митков Равана бил уништен од страна на Рама.
Just consider what a rascal that Ravan was.
Размислете само како ништожник бил тој Равана.
He was simply envious that Ram had such a beautiful wife.
Бил завиден што Рама има толку прекрасна жена.
Just see how low he would go to disguise himself as a Brahmin, the kidnapper.
Замислете само колку ниско паднал со
what a snake.
Со тоа што се преправил во брамана за да ќе напира вистинска змија.
He was really, really, really low class, you know.
Навистина бил ниско класна личност.
Taking her all the way to Lanka.
И одбил се до Ланка.
He had a little problem though. He had been cursed. And if he ever took a woman for sex pleasure without her permission, he would be killed immediately.
Бидејќи имал еден проблем, бил проколнат кога и да сакал без дозвола да ужива во сексуално задоволство со одредена жена, без нејзина дозвола, веднаш би умрел.
So Sita was a real problem for him.
И затоа Сита претставува вистински проблем за него.
He wanted to enjoy her like anything. I mean, he was just burning with the desire to enjoy Sita. But she had to agree to it. And there was no way she would ever agree, you know. He tried every possible means he could to convince her to agree. She never would. So that we have to see what are the great qualities of Sita Devi. Even the threat of being put to death did not break her chastity to Lord Ram.
Поскоро би се согласила да биде убиена, отколку да го прекрши својот завет на верност на Рам.
We can move forward. And we also have to see what is the greatness of Hanuman. And we have to see what was his intelligence also. There are four different types of disciples of the spiritual master. The fourth class disciple, you tell him what to do and he doesn't do it.
Четврта класа ученици, кога им кажеш нешто, сторат тие тоа не го прават.
The third class disciple, you tell him to do it, but he doesn't do it a very good job. The second class disciple, he does a first class job.
Второкласниот ученик одлично извршува задачата.
But that's all. He only does what he's told.
Но тоа е се. Го чини само оно што ќе му се каже да го стори.
He has no brain to see what needs to be done.
Нема памет да види што треба да се направи самиот по себе.
But the first class disciple, he not only does what he's told with love and devotion very expertly, he also sees what needs to be done even without being asked.
А првокласниот пак не само што ученик, не само што го прави тоа што треба го стори извонредно и со љубов и посветено,
so,
туку и однапред се гледува што би требало да направи.
That is Hanuman.
Е, Hanuman е таков.
He had been ordered by Ram to find out Sita Devi.
Рама му наредил ја најде Сита Деви.
And he did that.
И тој тоа го стори.
And then he thought, while I'm here, actually they captured him.
И всушност кога дошол на Ланка, него го заробиле.
And they thought to torture him by putting his tail on fire. So he thought, why not expand on the order I received from Ram? Why not do a little extra service? So he put Lanka on fire. You see, this is the first class devotee. Prabhupada is also a first class disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. He was ordered to spread Krishna consciousness in the English language. What is the language in this country? But yet Prabhupada is spread to Macedonia also. He was told to spread to the English world, but he expanded that to include the whole world. Because he understood the innermost desire of his spiritual master. So just as Hanuman understood the innermost desire of Lord Ram to destroy Ravana,
и како што Хануман ја сватил најлабоката внатрешна желба на Рама, да Равана да...
And just as Srila Prabhupada understood the innermost desire of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur to make the whole world Krishna conscious.
И како што Прабхупада ја сватил најлабоката желба на Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати целиот свет да стане свесен за Кришна.
You should also understand the innermost desire of your Guru Maharaj.
Вие исто треба да сватите најлабоката желба на својот личен духовен учител.
He, just like Srila Prabhupada, wants to inundate the whole world with Krishna consciousness. So can anyone say they have finished up their duties? I've got my service done, now I can just sit back and relax. No. We all have the duty of making the whole world Krishna conscious. This is following the tradition of Lord of Hanumanji. One must understand the innermost desire of Lord Ram and Lord Krishna. That all living entities throughout the entire universe will become divine.
А тоа е дека сите живи суштества во целиот универзум треба да постигнат
слободата. Dedicate oneself fully and wholly to that activity.
Треба во целост да се посветиме на таа дејност.
There's another nice lesson to be learned.
И постои уште еден интересен урок кој може да го научиме.
How many of you here work jobs to earn money? Raise your hand if you work a job to earn money.
Колку мене од вас чуле за зборот работа и заработување пари?
How many of you don't work jobs?
One,
two, three, four. So most of you are working jobs to earn money. So Prabhupada explains, actually Sita is money. She's the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi.
И Прабхупада објаснува дека Сита всушност ги представува парите, таа божицата на среќата, Лакшми.
And the material society from which we earn the money, that is Ravana, you see.
Ама тоа сечкото друштво кое ни ги дава пари за заработката е равано.
Someone you can get money from the materialists either by working or by preaching.
И можете да добиете пари од материалистите било работејќи, било проповедајќи.
You are getting Sita back from Ravana.
И на тој начин Сита ја избавувате од Равана.
It's like Hanuman.
Како Hanuman.
So, what is the proper mood? What did Hanuman do?
И како е вистинскиот став, што Хануман сторил?
Did he think, oh, now I have this beautiful woman, the most beautiful woman in the whole universe?
Дали тој помислил, сега е моја најубавата жена во целиот универзум?
Let me enjoy her.
Зошто не би уживал во неа?
No, of course not.
Се разбира не.
Now I must bring Sita to Ram.
Сега морам да ја доведам Сита до Рам.
So this means whatever money you can get.
Тоа значи што и да работите.
By preaching or by working job.
Било проповедајќи, било работејќи.
You have to think this is Sita and I must give her to Ram.
Мора да сметате дека ова е сега Сита и јас морам да ја вратам на Рам.
You see, this is the nice lesson that Prabhupada has taught us.
И тоа е една убава лекција на која Прабхупада ни подучи.
We must engage everything in the service of Krishna and Ram.
Се мораме да вклучиме во службата на Кришна и Рам.
In this way we become like Hanuman.
И на тој начин стануваме како Хануман.
The most pure devotees of the Lord.
Најчисти бакти на Господа.
So on this day of Ram Navami.
И така на денешниот ден Рам Навами.
We can pray for the blessings of Lord Ram.
Можеме да се молиме за благословие на Господ.
The blessings of Sita Devi.
И благословие на Сита Деви.
The blessings of Hanuman and Lakshman.
Исто така и Хануман и Лакшман.
That we can engage everything in the service of Krishna.
Да не благословат се да можеме да вклучиме во служењето на Кришна.
In this way become liberated from the cycle of breath and death.
И така да се ослободиме од кругот на раѓање и умирање.
The reality is at the present moment we're suffering like anything.
Вистината е дека моментално патиме и тоа и ги.
We are caught up in the repetition of breath and death.
Заробени сме во повтореното раѓање и умирање.
What is the laughter? This is a very serious thing. Why people are laughing?
Зошто се смеете? Ова е мощно озбилна работа.
I said we're suffering in breath and death and people are laughing.
Велам патиме поради раѓањето и смртта, а вие се смеете.
When I'm talking seriously, there should be no laughter.
Кога зборувам за озбилни работи, не треба да се подсмевате.
Prabhupada scolded us for doing that.
Prabhupada прекорувал бакито.
He said, "Don't laugh.
We are
talking serious."
Зборуваме за озбилни нешто.
In the material world, people think, "Well, you want to be happy, you have to laugh."
А луѓето во материјалниот свет мислат за да бидеме среќни мора да се смееме.
So they think the best guru is the one that tells a lot of jokes.
И затоа смета дека најдобар гуру е кој највеќе шеги кажува или вицове.
But that's not true. Prabhupada did not tell many jokes.
Меѓутоа не е вистина, Прабхупад не раскажува многу
вицове. You've seen the photographs of Prabhupada's face, how serious, how deeply serious he is.
А сте ги видели фотографиите на кои може да се види колку е Прабхупад озбилен.
You've heard his lectures. How deeply serious he is.
И сте ги слушнале неговите предавања колку е само длабоко озбилен.
We have to actually the more we take this message seriously, the more we will taste the bliss of Krishna consciousness.
И факт е што по озбилно ги земаме предмет овие нешта, тоа повеќе блаженство ќе вкусиме.
It's not that we taste the bliss by giggling.
Нема да осетиме блаженство со кикотење.
We taste the bliss by becoming more and more and more serious about freeing ourselves from the inertias of this material world.
Блаженство ќе искусиме со тоа што ќе станеме се послободни од инертија кои нас одвлекуваат од материјален свет.
And making ourselves completely free of all material desires.
И со тоа што потполно сте се ослободени од сите материјални желби.
That is the real meaning of this Ram Navami.
И тоа е вистинската смисла на овој Рам Навами.
Now we become completely purified from all material desires.
Да се прочистиме во потполност, да очистиме од сите материјални желби.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
И сега можам да запрашам дали некој има некои прашања.
Можеме да кажеме дека ова Што се насмеавме ради твојот превод, радиш да знае, да не е
ми The laughter was due to my translation, which was a bit
Oh, it's a mistake in your translation. But he's trying his best. You shouldn't laugh even if the translator makes a little mistake. You should try to keep the seriousness of my presentation.
No, toj dava se od sebe tako da ne treba da se smejeme ni dori dokolku prevedovačot napravi nekoja greška, treba da se držime do ozbiljnosti na mojto izlaganje.
Question?
I don't know about others, but I laughed because I personally suffered from others. You know. In this material, but...
What's he
saying?
Why don't you come? You come and sit right here. I'm hard of hearing. If you sit here, you can tell my ear.
Велам, не можам, не знам за другите, ама јас за себе знам дека патам од многу работа во светот.
И за тоа се смееш?
Па да, за тоа се насмеам. А знам дека и други за тоа се насмеаа, например.
I laugh because I do suffer from many causes in this material world, and I believe that the others also laugh because they feel the same.
Oh, everyone is laughing because they're suffering. So, I see. Is there any questions?
Yeah.
I have a question from the morning. I had two last questions from the morning.
Oh, okay.
One question. One question is regarding morning programs, attending morning programs at home or at the temple. Can you say if everyone attends the morning program, our society will get to our better days?
Првото прашање се однесува на посетување на утрински програми дома или во храм. Дали можеме наистина да кажеме дека доколку сме редовни на утринските програми, нашето општество ќе процветам?
Yeah, the more that we can gather together, the more we will become strong, that's about.
Што повеќе можеме да бидеме заедно, тоа посилни ќе станеме.
And there's nothing more auspicious than Mangalarti, that's also true.
А исто е факт дека нема ништо по-поволно од Мангаларти.
So the more the devotees can gather for Mangalarti, that's very make our society strong, there's no doubt.
И што повеќе бакти да се состојба да бидат заедно за Мангаларти, тоа нашето општество ќе стане посилно.
Any other, what's your other question?
My other question was in connection with working and preaching. So we see that Prabhupada had a period in his life when he was preparing himself. He was working as a he had pharmacist.
He had a business.
Yeah, he had some business, but he was preparing himself to do what he was doing. And we all know.
Yes, yes.
So, in our case, well, I have to work to maintain my family, and I believe others also. Mm-hmm. So, should live in. So, is this like a moment for us when we have to do the things that we have to do and preparing ourselves for the future with where we can fully dedicate to preaching? Or
значи, ова прашање се однесува на врската меѓу работата и проповедањето. Како што знаеме, Правопад во својата младост имал одредена, бил деловен човек и заработувал, меѓутоа знаеме дека за сето тоа време се подготвувал за оно што навистина цел да го стори да е проповедањето. Сега јас лично, а верувам и други овде, мора да работа за да одржуваат своето семејство и дали сега тоа треба да го видиме како еден начин на подготовка за проповедањето или
because the society operates on the basis of money. Therefore collecting money is required.
Бидејќи самото општество функционира на темел на пари, при собирањето или заработувањето пари е неопходно.
As long as you have a wife and child, you have to maintain them.
И доколку имате жена и деца, морате да ги одржувате.
Temple also has to collect money.
А во храмот исто бактите мора да присобираат.
By selling books or by getting donations, everyone has to collect money.
било продавајќи книги, било добивајќи донации, сите мораат да заработуваат пари.
So, in either case, whether you're working a job or you're preaching and collect money for the temple,
значи во обата случаја, било да работите и заработувате пари на тој начин или пак проповедате и собирате пари за храм,
that money should all be spent in a Krishna conscious way.
Сите тие пари мора да се потрошат на начин кој е свесен за Кришна.
And by spending the money properly for Krishna,
доколку на вистински начин ги потрошиме парите за Кришна,
that collecting process, either as job or preaching, will be pure and perfect.
Тогаш, тој вид на дејност, било да се работи за работење или за проповедање, ќе биде прочистен и совршен.
But if the money that either comes from preaching or working is misspent on sense gratification, then it becomes polluted.
Но парите, без обзир на тоа дали доаѓаат од проповедање или од работа, доколку се потрошени за сетално уживање, тогаш стануваат загадени.
So the real thing is just to make sure that you're spending your money in a Krishna conscious way. That's the real thing.
Значи, вистинската работа е да видиме парите да ги трошиме на начин кој свесен за Кришна.
That's the real perfection.
И тоа е вистинското совршенство.
Krishna can give you the whole world within a minute, but how will you utilize it?
Krishna за еден момент може целиот свет да ви го даде, но како тоа ќе го употребите вие?
He wants to see that you, whatever he gives you, use it in his service.
Сака да види дека се што добивате го користите во неговата служба.
And if you do that, he'll give you unlimited facility.
И доколку го сторите тоа, ќе ви даде неограничени можности.
To be a Krishna conscious householder, working a job and supporting his family is glorious if you're doing it completely in Krishna consciousness.
Доколку работите во потпуна свесност за Кришна, славно е тоа да се биде домакин кој работи и кој одржува своето семејство.
In this way, you become a charya.
На тој начин може да станете ачарја.
The whole, how many, just like I'm traveling and preaching all over the world, how many people could do this, give up all of the, everything else and just travel and preach all over the world full time?
Јас, например, патувам по сиот свет и проповедам, но колку луѓе тоа може да го сторат full time, да патуваат и да проповедаат?
Can thousands and millions of people do this right now?
Дали илјадници и милиони луѓе можат моментално тоа да го прават?
Who will they preach to? Everybody else is traveling and preaching.
Кому ќе проповедаат ако сите само патуваат и проповедаат?
No, everybody gives up their homes and just traveling and preaching all over the world. There's nobody to preach to.
Ако сите се одрешат од своите домови и само патуваат и проповедаат, тогаш нема да има кому да се проповеда.
No, only a small percentage is willing to give up their home and go traveling and preaching full time.
Само мал процент од населението ќе биде во состојба да го остави својот дом и да патува наоколу.
So the point is, those who remain at home, engage in maintaining their wife and children, and show a perfect example of Krishna consciousness, they are giving the best preaching to the world.
Идејата е дека тие што остануваат дома, со своите семејства, жената и децата,
because they are showing not only by their words, but also by their example how to become perfect in Krishna consciousness.
Тие се всушност совршени проповедници, бидејќи не само со зборови, туку и со дело покажуваат како да се биде свесен за Кришна.
I'm not setting, as a traveling preacher, I'm not setting an example that everybody in the whole world can do right now.
Јас како патувачки проповедник не давам пример кој сите во светот можат да го следат.
But you, as a householder, a dutiful householder who is practicing Krishna consciousness at home, engaging your wife and child in Krishna consciousness activities, you are the ideal example.
Но ти како домакин кој е практикува свесноста за Кришна дома, кој ги вклучува своите жена и деца во истата таа активност, представуваш совршен пример.
So actually, you are a better preacher than me.
И всушност ти си подобар проповедник отколку што сум тоа јас.
By your example, you are preaching.
Бидејќи ти проповедаш со собствениот пример.
I'm only preaching by words.
Јас само со зборови проповедам.
You are preaching by your words and by your example.
Но ти како со зборови, така и со дело. Пример.
Well, I feel unsatisfied myself about not preaching actively, because in my early days in my Krishna consciousness, I was a book distributor, and I was doing much more service than I do now.
That's so what? So what's stopping you from distributing books now?
Значи, јас се чувствувам незадоволен бидејќи на почеток така сам се за Кришна делев книги и почнав служба прави. Што сега те спречува да продаваш, да делиш книги?
Well, work, school and translations from Guru Maharaj.
Work and do what?
Working, going to university and translating.
Oh, you're going to the university also?
Yeah.
University to translate.
Translating for books?
Yeah, I'm translating.
All right, so that's book distribution. But you're part of the book distribution.
На тој начин си дел од мисијата на деление на книги.
You're part of the book distribution team. If nobody translates the books, how can they be distributed?
Ти си дел, значи, од тимот на бакти за што делат книги, доколку не се преведени, како некој ги може ги подели?
So what is the difficulty?
Што е тогаш проблемот?
Well, I miss the direct contact.
Hmm?
I miss the direct contact.
What's he saying?
He misses a direct contact.
Ah, direct contact with?
With people.
With people?
Yeah.
I see.
Ми не достига директниот допир со луѓето.
When you go to school, do you wear a dhoti or do you wear karmi clothes?
I'm wearing karmi clothes. Karmi clothes.
Karmi clothes when you go to school?
Yeah.
Why? Why not go as a preacher?
Кога одиш на училиште, се облекаш во...
Тилак, dhoti and everything. Then you can have so many preaching opportunities. What are you afraid of?
Well, I usually don't go to school. I study at home because I don't have time to go to the lectures.
Oh, you don't go to school, you study at home?
Yeah, because I don't have time to go to the lectures.
He doesn't have time to go to the lectures.
Oh, I see. You don't even go to the campus. How do you get a degree if you don't go to the campus?
Well, I read at home and I go to exams.
He studies at home and goes for exams.
I see. And a special, through the internet, they allow that now, huh?
No, I'm not supposed to do that, but I have no time otherwise.
You were so. All right, so you just have to make the best use of a bad bargain. What can I say?
Значи мора да излечеш што е можно повеќе од лошо направена сделка, што друго да кажам.
The fact is, if you remain brahmachari, you wouldn't have all these entanglements. That's a fact.
Ја станува фактот дека доколку останеш брамачари не можеш да бидеш запутен на сите овие начини.
So you desire to have an intimate association with a woman, and Krishna has fulfilled your desire.
Но ти посака интимно да се дружиш со жена и Кришна е исполни таа твоја желба.
And your wife is a very nice Krishna conscious girl.
А твојата жена е многу фина девојка свесна на Кришна.
But you have to pay the price for it. Being able to enjoy a nice woman's company.
Но можеш да платиш цената за тоа што имаш прилика да уживаш во друштвото на фина жена.
If you wanted to do nothing but preach and distribute books, you should have stayed brahmachari.
А ако сакаш да не правиш ништо друго освен да проповедаш и делиш книги, тогаш требаше брамачари да останеш.
You've made a decision now you have to stick with it.
Меѓутоа ти донесе одлука и сега можеш да се држиш до неа.
In this connection, I will give you one story.
И во врска со тоа, ќе ви раскажам една приказна.
There was one brahmachari, he was thinking, oh, I'll be much happier if I can marry this nice brahmacharini.
Имаше еднаш еден брамачари кој мислеше, многу посреќен ќе бидам доколку би можела со женам за оваа брамачарина.
So, as soon as he got married, he was thinking, no, I'll be happier if I'm sannyasi.
Меѓутоа, штом се оженил, мислел, па би бил сепак посреќен да сум сануаси.
So, shortly after getting married, he wrote Prabhupada and asked for sannyas.
И скоро, брзо, откако се оженил, му пишел на Прабхупад и рекол, сакам сануас да земам.
You remind me of him.
А ти ме подсеќаш на него.
And Prabhupada said, your anxiety is not due to the external situation.
А Прабхупад му одговори, твојата тескобност не произлегува од надворешни услови.
It is simply due to your own lack of Krishna consciousness.
Туку поради твојот личен недостаток на свесност за Кришна.
I'm telling you the exact same thing.
И јас ти ја велам токму истата работа.
Your anxiety is not due to your external circumstances.
Твоето незадоволство те скуба не е поради надворешните околности.
It's due to your own lack of Krishna consciousness.
Туку поради твојот недостаток на сестра.
So now you simply have to increase your Krishna consciousness.
Сега мора само да ја подобри својата свесност за Кришна.
And then you will achieve the happiness that you desire.
И така ќе ја достигнеш среќата која посакуваш.
So all you have to do.
Тоа е се што мора да сториш.
Always see how can I increase my Krishna consciousness more and more Krishna.
Секогаш размислувај како да ја зголемам својата свесност за Кришна, како повеќе Кришна да имам.
Any other question? Yeah.
You mentioned that Ravana got a curse. Can you tell us something more about how this thing undertook?
About the curse that was imposed upon Ravana for not being...
He had taken some woman, he had raped some woman. So he was cursed that if he ever did that again, he would die immediately.
He was proclaimed that if he repeated the story, he would die.
Any other questions?
I'd like to ask, we all live somehow in this world, in the world of miseries, problems, and what is actually the lesson what we have to learn, experiencing these sufferings in life, so we can move from this world of unhappiness to the world of happiness?
What is the lesson we should learn from living in this world of misery and unhappiness, and how can this lesson help us transfer from this world of misery to a blissful world?
The lesson you should learn is this. The material body is miserable by nature.
Урокот кој треба да го научите е дека материјалното тело по самата своја природа е бедно.
It's temporary, it's full of ignorance and it's full of misery.
Привремено е, исполнето е со беди и незнаење.
Even though the scientists are trying really hard, there's nothing you can do to make this material body a pleasant thing.
Иако научниците навистина се трудат, не постои ништо што можете да сторите за да го преобразите ова тело во пријатно место.
But on the other hand, the spirit soul is just the opposite.
Но од друга страна, духовната душа е токму
спротивставена. He's full of bliss and he's full of knowledge.
Вечна е, полна со знаење и полна со блаженство.
So the lesson is you have to completely free yourself from bodily identification.
И лекцијата е дека требате во потполно да се ослободите од идентификацијата со телото.
By fully absorbing yourself in spiritual identification.
И тоа на тој начин што потполно ќе се абсорбирате во духовниот идентитет.
That's why we wear tilak.
И за тоа носиме тилак.
That's why we wear neck beads.
И тулси.
That's why we wear dhotis and saris.
Затоа се облакаме во dhoti и sari.
Because we want to become very, very strong with a spiritual sense of identity.
Затоа што сакаме навистина силно да го развиеме чувството за духовен идентитет.
Whatever you identify with, that is what you will achieve at the time of your death.
Со она со што се идентификувате, токму тоа ќе го постигнете во моментот на смртта.
If you identify yourself as a resident of Krishna Loka,
ако се идентификувате себе си како жител на Кришна Лока,
that's where you'll go.
Таму ќе отидете.
So that's the lesson.
И тоа е она што треба да го научиме.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Next question. Yeah.
I have heard that Ravana didn't kidnap the original Sita. So can you say something about...
Yeah. Actually, who can capture the original Sita? It is not possible.
Слушам дека Равана всушност не е кинетирал вистинската Сита. Па да, кој може навистина да ја заруби вистинската, оригиналната Сита? Тоа е невозможно.
The Sita that was kidnapped by Ravana was a Maya Sita.
Sita која Ravana е киднапирал е позната како Maya Sita.
The original Sita was not kidnapped.
Изворната Сита не била киднапирана.
The demons can never touch the Lord's Ladini Shakti, it's not possible.
За демоните е невозможно да ја допрат хладени енергијата на Господа.
Any other questions?
What is actually demon?
Hmm?
What is actually demon?
What is actually a demon?
Hmm?
What is actually a demon, or who is actually a demon?
Yeah, demon mean actually everyone is a devotee of Krishna.
Всъщност сите се бхакти на Кришна.
Some know it and some don't.
Некои го знаат тоа, а некои не.
Those who know it, they are devotees.
Тие што знаат, тие се бхакти.
And those who don't know it, they are demons.
А тие што не знаат, тие се демони.
Simple.
Едноставно.
So you have to tell everyone that actually you're a devotee of Krishna. You have simply forgotten them.
И затоа на сите треба да им кажеш, вие сте само бхакти на Кришна, но едноставно сте ги заборавиле тоа.
Then you're doing the best service for the suffering humanity.
И тогаш ја чиниш највредната служба за човештвото кое страда.
So we'll stop here. I thank you all very much for kindly hearing this presentation.
И затоа сега овде ќе застанам и благодарам сите што љубезно го слушавте моето излагање.
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāi, Śrīmad Bhagavad Gita ki jāi, Śrī Rāma Nāmi Mahotsava ki jāi.
Sankarshan Prabhu ki
jāi.
ISKCON Macedonia devotees ki jāi.